Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tony Phillips. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Martinez. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilson Alvarez. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The first baseman, Julio Franco. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting sixth. The DH, Eddie Murray. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting ninth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Oral Hershiser. And now, play ball. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a pop-up towards short. Vizquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Franco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martinez for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thome fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton strikes out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Franco for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hershiser fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez takes first base on ball four. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Ramirez moves to second. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berga hits a ball on the ground for an out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkovice strikes out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a pop-up towards short. Vizquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thome hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lofton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Phillips. Lofton reaches second base with a double. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Berger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thomas moves to third. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tartabull strikes out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. Ventura is hit by the pitch. Baines moves to second. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkovice is 0 for 1 in the game. Karkovice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hershiser fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ramirez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Phillips. Ramirez reaches second base with a double. Bell moves to third. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berga is 0-for-1 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Durham moves to second. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Durham moves to third. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thome is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thome hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Phillips. Thome reaches second base with a double. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar bunts towards the mound. Alvarez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lofton hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thome fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Thomas moves to second. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tartabull hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lofton throws the ball into Franco, who tags Tartabull trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Thomas moves to third. Baines moves to second. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ventura is walked intentionally. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkoviche is 0-for-2 in the game. Karkoviche hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thomas scores. Baines moves to third. Ventura moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. Franco is called out on strikes. one out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ramirez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Franco juggles the ball. That's an error on Franco. Guillen moves to second. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Phillips strikes out. One out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-3 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Franco scoops it up and throws to first, with Hershiser covering, for the out. Guillen moves to third. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Guillen scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Baines hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Baines reaches second base with a double. Thomas moves to third. Eric Plunk now pitching. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Tartabull hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berga settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berga is 0-for-2 in the game. Berga hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thome is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Thome strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Ventura hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carcoviche is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Carcoviche is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Martinez now playing right field. Darren Lewis now playing center field. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lofton hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 0-for-3 in the game. Vizquel hits a pop-up towards short. Gielen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Poole now pitching. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gielen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gielen hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Lofton. Gielen reaches second base with a double. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-4 in the game. Martinez bunts in front of the plate. Alomar fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Alomar. Gielen scores. Phillips moves to third. Martinez moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas is walked intentionally. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Poole fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. Martinez moves to third. Thomas moves to second. 2 outs. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is walked intentionally. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Ventura hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Ventura reaches second base with a double. Martinez scores. Thomas scores. Lewis moves to third. 2 runs are unearned. It's 5-0, White Sox. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkoviche is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Karkoviche hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lewis scores. Ventura scores. 2 runs are unearned. It's 7-0, White Sox. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-3 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell strikes out. 2 outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ramirez takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-3 in the game. Murray hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ramirez moves to second. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berga is 0-for-3 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berga for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.